program.
Los Angeles.
I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, a story by Gussie Bays of love and murder. Remember me? Starring Joe Cavanaugh. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
RCA asked these TV chief engineers about solid-state color television sets versus tube-type sets. Steve DeSatnick, WCVB-TV.
Solid-state makes a difference in fewer repairs, reliability, and excellent performance.
Robert Porter, KMEX-TV.
100% solid-state generates less heat, and therefore the components should last longer.
In a nationwide survey, 95% of the TV chief engineers polled said they'd prefer to buy solid-state for their next color TV. All the new RCA sets are 100% solid-state, the XL100s. Charles Abel, KFMB-TV.
I just recommended to my son that he buy an XL100 solid-state set because of the greater reliability with less maintenance.
For color, for reliability, consider the new RCAs. Every one is an RCA XL100. 100% solid-state. Don't settle for less.
Love and murder. Two words that really don't belong in the same breath. Or do they? Harry Norris will face both in the next few minutes. His sweaty hand holds firmly to the blue steel revolver hidden in his pocket as he moves down a dark, deserted street. He stops at a small grocery store, peers in through the window, hesitating, waiting for the right moment. Then a light goes out, and inside an old man moves behind the counter to his cash register. And Harry Norris moves toward the front door.
Ah, you're lucky. I was just closing up for the night.
Yeah, I know. I saw you counting the cash.
From the street? Maybe I should be more careful.
Yeah, maybe you should. Okay, let's have it.
What?
The cash. This is a stick-up.
No, you can't do this. I won't let you.
This says I can. You empty that cash register into a paper bag. All of it. Come on.
But it isn't worth your trouble. This is just a little grocery store.
Get out of my way. I'll do it myself.
No, get out of here.
Get out of my way.
Police, help!
Let go of me!
No!
Man. The money. I gotta get out of here.
I'm afraid I'd be too late, Mr. Who are you? Where's Mr. Leibowitz?
He isn't here. He had to leave.
Is Mrs. Leibowitz sick again?
Yeah, she's sick again. I've been watching the store for him. I was just closing.
Oh, don't I know you?
No, you don't know me. Look, I'm closing. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
Oh, you're Harry Norris, sure.
You know me?
Of course I do. We went to school together. Stuyvesant High School. I'm Ruth Shaw. Remember me?
No.
No, I guess you wouldn't. But I remember you, Harry.
Yeah.
I just need a few things before you close. Here's a list.
Well, look, we're closed. I counted the cash already.
Oh, well, I can write a check. Leave it for Mr. Leibowitz.
Well, okay, give me the list.
Here.
Let's see. Bread. Oh, here. Sugar.
Boy, of all people to run into. You, Harry. I haven't seen or heard anything about you since high school.
Yeah. Coffee. Where's the coffee?
Right there above you.
What?
The coffee.
Oh.
And potato salad. It's in the refrigerator.
Look, do you have to have all this stuff right now?
Of course I do. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll get the potato salad.
You haven't changed a bit, Harry. I'd know you anywhere. You know, I never forget a face, especially yours, Harry Norris.
As I stepped over the old man's dead body to get the say to sell it, I realized that now I had to kill her, too. But not here. Someone might have heard the shots and called the cops. I had to get out fast and take her with me. All right, here's the potato salad. Now, what else do you want?
Well, that's all. I added them up as you went along. Comes to $4.75. I'll make out the check and you can start closing.
I'm ready to close now.
Well, what are you doing?
I'll carry your groceries for you.
You don't have to bother, Harry. I only live a few blocks from here, towards the airport.
That's okay. I'm going that way, too. Finish the check.
Oh.
I'll pull the curtains down and put out the lights before someone else comes in.
Well, all right, Harry.
Besides, this will give us a chance to talk about the good old days in school.
Yeah. Yeah, the good old days. There. I'll leave the check on the cash register.
Okay. Hurry, will you?
I'm ready. Want me to get the light?
Yeah.
Of you to walk me home, Harry.
It's nothing. You know, you have a good memory for faces.
I know.
Sorry, I don't remember you.
You wouldn't. You were a big wheel football player and all that stuff. All the girls had a crush on you, Harry.
They did?
Sure.
Say, who do you live with, Ruthie? Your family?
No, I'm a big girl now, Harry. I live alone.
That's all I wanted to know. She lives alone. I have to get inside the house, get rid of her there. She's the only witness, and she remembers me. I gotta get into that house.
Well, here we are. Thanks for carrying my groceries for me, Harry.
Look, I'll take them in for you.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just...
Hey, this is a nice place you have here, Ruthie.
Yeah.
Not bad. Hey, you fix it up yourself?
Yeah, kind of noisy, though, being near the airport. But, here, let me take the bag.
Yeah, you fixed this place up okay. Oh, nice view, too.
Yeah. Well, and the plane's taken off from the north runway. But it's very noisy. But to get used to it. Hey, come here. I want to show you something.
What?
The picture of you.
Of me?
In a football uniform yet. I still have our class book. Your picture's in it. Sit down.
Yeah, sure.
Funny running into you. I was going through the book a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking about you, wondering whatever became of you.
You were thinking about me?
Uh-huh. You didn't know it, but I had a big crush on you when we were in school.
No, I didn't know. I thought I was a big wheel in those days. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, you sure did. Hey, look. Here's a picture of the Thanksgiving dance in the gym, senior year.
Yeah.
You remember?
I'm not sure.
You asked me for a dance that day. Mm. Was I ever surprised? We no more than started, and they stopped the music and took this picture. Mm. Then you ran off to find Mona Stark.
Mona.
Yeah, you remember her.
Yeah, I remember Mona.
You were going with her when you quit school, weren't you?
Yeah.
What happened?
We broke up.
Why?
I borrowed a car from a pal so we could drive to Vegas to get married. Only my pal forgot to tell me it was a stolen car.
What happened?
I never saw her again.
Well, enough of the good old days. How do you happen to know Mr. Leibowitz? He's the sweetest old dear. You must know him pretty well to be left in charge of the store.
Well, what's that?
Oh, that's the jet taking off from the north runway. It'll pass right over the house.
How do you put up with that?
Well, you get used to it. Noisy, huh?
It shakes the whole house.
Yeah, you could fire a cannon in here when it goes by and you wouldn't hear it. But the rent's cheap.
You could fire a cannon, and I'm only carrying a .38. Sure, all I have to do is sit and wait. Chat about the good old days, and after the next jet goes over the house, I'll walk out of here safe and sound with nobody to connect me with the old guy dead in the grocery store. And Ruthie, she won't remember anything. She'll be dead.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with a special announcement about an exciting Lazy Boy chair sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers now. Lazy Boy reclining chairs of your choice are available at unheard-of savings for a limited time only. Treat yourself and your family to a lifetime of comfort and beauty. Once you do, you'll wonder how you ever relax without one. Get America's comfort favorite, a Lazy Boy chair now. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Run in there.
He'll be glad to see you. Yes, he will.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with news about why Lazy Boy is America's comfort favorite. It appeals to men because of rugged construction and he-man comfort. Women love it because there are beautiful styles that match any decor. And there's an amazing choice of hundreds of colors and fabrics. A Lazy Boy lets you recline to any position, even full bed. Put a Lazy Boy in your living room and into your life. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
He's waiting. Run down there. Go. Yes, indeed.
There was a time when you were counted, when you knew it really counted, when you had to stand up for the things you believed in. There was a time you gave all you got, because your country meant a lot. Be proud of what you were, be counted again, be counted again, and stand up tall. You served your country.
When one man stands for truth and honor, he speaks for us all.
Be counted again and stand up tall. You served your country. You answered the call.
Ruthie only has a few minutes to live. Only until the next jet flies over the house. No one will hear the shot. I'll find two bodies a couple of blocks apart, and I'll be miles from here. All I have to do now is wait for the next jet.
How long you lived here, Ruthie?
Over a year.
I wouldn't last overnight with that jet flying over the house.
Oh, I'm used to it.
Do they fly over, very often?
They never stop. I'll warn you the next time I hear it coming.
Yeah, you do that, Ruthie.
Harry Norris here in my apartment. Oh!
What?
Well, I just can't get over running into you like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
I can still see you the way you were in school. I remember a football game with Astoria High. You got knocked out and they carried you off the field. We were losing the game, but you came back in all bandaged up and put us ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so proud of you. I thought you were wonderful.
We hardly knew each other.
I knew you. I waited outside the gym that night to see if you were all right. I saw you leave. You had a little bandage right there where that tiny scar is now.
Oh, this one?
Uh-huh.
You waited around to see if I was okay?
Yeah. I even followed you home that night. I was afraid you might pass out on the street and there would be no one there to take care of you. So I followed you.
No fooling.
Instead of going home, you stopped in at a pool room. I waited outside for hours.
It did?
Then it started to rain, so I went home.
Funny, I don't remember seeing you and you were around so much. Funny.
Well, I was a pretty horrible-looking kid then.
Maybe. Nothing wrong with you now, Ruthie.
Oh.
I say, you like living alone this way?
Oh, I love it.
Don't you get a little lonesome?
Sometimes. But I have friends in the neighborhood, and we get together and have crazy times.
How come you never got married, Ruth?
Never met the kind of man I'd want to spend the rest of my life with, I guess.
No boyfriends? I mean, no one?
It's kind of your fault, Harry.
My fault?
Uh-huh. When a girl has a crush on a fella and nothing happens, she goes on thinking that maybe someday something will happen. And in the meantime, the other fellas just don't mean much, I guess.
Ruth, I don't get it. Did you feel that way about me?
I did once when we were in school. But I got over it.
Did you?
Sure. I guess.
Well, you're a funny kid. I don't get you.
Oh, forget it, Harry.
I wish I could remember you, what you looked like.
Like I said, I was pretty awful.
What are you looking at?
Your scar. It's no larger than a match head.
Yeah.
I can hardly feel it. And you have another tiny scar on the side of your nose, right there. Where'd you get that one, Harry?
A fight, I think.
Always the tough guy. That's why the girls liked you so much. You treated them so rough.
Yeah.
And you ignored them most of the time.
Yeah.
The way you're ignoring me right now.
Emma?
Only inches between us. And you ignore me. Ignore this, if you can, Harry.
Ruthie.
And this.
Ruth, I'm sorry.
Oh, Harry.
You wait in the car, kiddo, and leave the motor running.
Okay, boss.
May I help you?
Yeah, sweetheart. I heard you Ford dealers were having a late show, and I wasn't invited.
Well, we are having a spectacular end-of-the-season clearance sale on all our models, but...
But what, pal?
Well, everyone's invited.
Yeah?
Everyone's invited to take advantage of the low clearance prices on the Quiet LTD and our mid-sized Torino.
Hey, that's swell.
And if you're interested in economy, just look at the late show prices on the compact Ford Maverick and our basic Pinto. Even our sporty Mustang II and the magnificent Thunderbird are going at low 74 prices.
Now, let me get this straight, sweetheart. You guys are selling all these swell cars at these low prices during your late show.
That's right, sir.
Little my mom hears about this.
Don't miss your Ford dealer's late clearance show. There are plenty of good seats left, and the price of admission may never be this low again.
American Lung Association, emphysema spot. Take one.
Hold it before we start recording. Let me get a cigarette, huh?
A cigarette?
Yeah, only take a second.
And look, man, we're doing an emphysema spot.
So?
Well, couldn't you at least wait over through?
What for?
I can smoke and talk.
Yeah, well, that's not the point.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you buy all that stuff.
You mean the correlation between cigarette smoking and emphysema?
Yeah, you really believe that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, that's fine, but I've been smoking for over 15 years now, and you don't hear me gasping for breath, do you?
Well, it's your life.
Thanks.
Okay, anytime you're ready.
Emphysema spot. Take one.
Emphysema. Now, just what does that mean to you? Well, sorry.
Take two.
An emphysema victim doesn't always get a second chance, particularly if he's a heavy smoker. Remember, see your doctor at the first sign of shortness of breath, then give up the cigarettes. This reminder from your lung association is a matter of life and breath.
Forgot to warn you. Another jet just flew over.
Ruthie, I...
What's the matter, Harry?
I don't know. I must be getting soft in the head. Look, I came up here to do something. Now I can't. And the things you said, the way you act, making me feel like I meant something to you. And all the time, I didn't know you were alive. Ruthie, if I really mean anything to you, you'll help me. I need help. Ruthie, can I trust you?
I'll do anything, Harry. Anything you say.
Are you home?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Honey, it's Jimmy. Ruth?
Is that...
Don't make a sound. Oh. Look, you're going to do as I say or you're going to get hurt. You see this 38? It'll be against your side like this. Act like you've been asleep and answer that guy and get rid of him. Understand?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm taking my hand away from your mouth. You be careful. I don't want anybody to know I'm here. You get rid of him.
All right, Harry, I'll get rid of him. What's going on out there?
Ruthie?
Jimmy, is that you?
Yeah. Are you all right?
What do you want? It's late. Of course I'm all right.
Well, why didn't you answer when I knocked?
I've been asleep. What do you want?
Well, nothing, honey. I was worried about you, that's all.
Worried? About me?
Sure. You said you were going to stop by old man Leibowitz's place for groceries on your way home.
I did stop there. What about it?
Well... Was everything okay?
Tell him yes.
Yes. Everything was all right.
Mr. Leibowitz was held up tonight. He was shot. Mrs. Leibowitz came down to the store and found him dead behind the counter. Ruth?
I heard you, Jimmy.
The neighborhood is full of cops. They say it happened less than an hour ago. And I was worried about you. And...
Get rid of him.
I'm all right, honey. Jimmy, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, baby. Don't I get a good night kiss?
No, I'm not dressed. Good night.
Okay. Good night, honey. I'll see you tomorrow.
You killed him.
I killed him.
You're gonna kill me.
I'm gonna kill you. I have to.
Yes, you have to. I could fix you good with the police.
Yeah, you could. That'll teach you to remember old boyfriends. Yeah, you almost got it before, but you mixed me up a little. You made me forget what I came here to do, trying to make me think you cared about me.
Harry, I did.
Yeah? Does everybody in the building stop by for a good night kiss?
Jimmy's on
it. I don't care who he is. Why the routine with me? Wait, what were you after?
Harry, why don't you give yourself up? You heard Jimmy. The neighborhood's full of police. You can't get away.
I've been in tighter spots than this. I always get away. Here it comes, Ruthie.
Harry.
Sorry, baby.
I won't tell anyone, Harry.
Sorry, baby.
Harry, don't kill me.
Sorry, baby.
It's all right, miss. It's all over.
Is he dead, officer?
Yes.
I didn't know whether you'd get here in time.
We finally found the check you left on the cash register. We hit the door just as the jet passed overhead. Close. You really used your head, lady, writing on that check about the killing and telling us where we could find you. Did you see him shoot the old man?
No. I went in to buy groceries, and when Harry opened the refrigerator for some potato salad, I saw Mr. Leibowitz's leg sprawled out on the floor behind the refrigerator. And when Harry came from behind the counter, he left tracks of blood.
I see. How did you keep him here so long without his killing you?
Oh, we had a lot to talk about. See, I knew Harry a long time ago. There were things I remembered about him, but he didn't remember me.
Look, you don't have to sell me on them. I know all about them.
You know everything about these Ford pickups I'm selling?
Sure. I know about Ford's twin I-beam front suspension.
Uh-huh.
I know you get front disc brakes, standard.
But do you know we give you a choice of an economical 6 or one of 3 V8s?
Sure.
You know about Ford's all-new Super Cab? The only two-door pickup with the extra room for a full back seat?
Super Cab?
Ford's Super Cab pickup. It seats a family of 6 in sedan-like comfort.
I didn't know that.
Or did you know that Super Cab's optional full-width rear seat folds flat to make a load floor?
Yeah?
Or that you can get optional facing jump seats that fold out of the way? Or with no rear seats at all, you get a full 44 cubic feet of extra storage space?
I didn't know that either.
That's it. Ford's new Super Cab. Like all Ford pickups, it works like a truck, rides like a car.
That I knew.
Ford's new Super Cab. It's news even to people who thought they knew all about Ford pickups. See it now at your local Ford dealer.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Remember Me is an original radio drama written by Gus Bays. Joe Campanella was heard as Harry Norris. Featured in the cast were Peggy Walton, Byron Kane, and Jim Bowles. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Kolos, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hear The Zero Hour Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. over KGBS Los Angeles. Stay tuned now for the final report.
KGBS Los Angeles.
The House Judiciary Committee calls the last witness in its impeachment inquiry and tomorrow begins briefing sessions. Cyprus President Makarios meets with British Prime Minister Wilson as Wilson promises support. President Nixon orders Undersecretary of State Joseph Sisko to fly to London for talks with British and Turkish officials on the Cyprus situation. And in Ohio, state employee unions agree to end mass walkouts. Good evening. It's 7:54. This is the KGBS final report for this Wednesday evening, July 17th, 1974. I'm Bob Morgan. This news is a service of the United States Marine Corps. The House Judiciary Committee begins briefing sessions behind closed doors tomorrow, and at least 6 articles of impeachment against President Nixon are said to be ready for presentation at that time. Committee Chairman Peter Rodino says deliberations on the staff-prepared articles are set for Tuesday. However, a final vote is scheduled a week from Friday. The sessions are expected to be open to the public. Today, the panel heard testimony from its last scheduled witness. President Nixon's former personal lawyer, Herbert Kalmbach, gave details on a $2 million dairy campaign pledge. Some details and some committee members say Kalmbach testified that both of Nixon's former aides, H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, were involved in raising dairy campaign money before Nixon's 1971 decision to raise milk price supports. Rodino says he'll ask the House to vote to allow television coverage of the impeachment debate. If the House committee recommends impeachment and the full House voted for it, the Senate would be officially notified and would arrange for a trial. Presidential lawyers probably would ask considerable time to prepare their case. Senate Democrats have talked in terms of 2 weeks to 1 month for preparation. Once the trial would start, probably not later than September, it could take at least 2 months. And there's substantial doubt that it could be finished before the November elections. The ousted president of Cyprus, Archbishop Makarios, is slated to journey to New York tomorrow and present his case to the United Nations Security Council. He met with British Prime Minister Wilson today to discuss the political future of his island country. Makarios says Wilson assured him sole recognition as the legitimate president of the Eastern Mediterranean country. Highly placed sources indicated that Wilson also agreed to apply diplomatic pressure on Athens to withdraw the 650 Greek officers who head the Cypriot National Guard that deposed Makarios. Military rebels took over the nation on Monday. Turkish Premier Bulent Ecevit reportedly has ordered 90,000 troops to the Mediterranean shore closest to Cyprus. Then he and top cabinet members flew to London for consultations with Wilson. Shortly before, the Turkish Premier had received U.S. Ambassador William McCumber. Official sources reported that the envoy brought a message from Secretary of State Dr. Henry Kissinger. The message was said to have advised Turkey to maintain patience and restraint. The sources also said the note assured Turkey that the United States did not intend to recognize the new government of Cyprus. The military officers who overthrew Makarios are believed to be committed to the idea of union with Greece. Turkey firmly opposed it. On Cyprus, reliable sources say the rebels are building a defense against any attack from the Turkish mainland 44 miles away. Turkey's troop movements emphasized its concern for the independence of Cyprus. In Athens, newspaper Estia reports that about 300 persons were killed in a coup during the past 2 days. I'll return with more news right after this.
A few good men. That's what the Marines are looking for. A few good men interested in free flying lessons while still in college. Men who eventually want to fly some of the most sophisticated aircraft in the world. Marine aircraft, like the Harrier, the Huey, the Phantom, and the Bronco. Men who want to be one of the few, one of the finest. These are the men who can become members of platoon leaders class in college. PLC Air. Not everybody makes it. The summer training is no picnic. The Marines never make promises or compromises. That's why they're the Marines. But qualified men can get free flying lessons and financial assistance available while in college. PLC Air. For a few good men.
President Nixon ordered Undersecretary of State Joseph Sisko to fly to London today for talks with British and Turkish officials on the Cyprus situation. The spokesman says Nixon acted after conferring by telephone with Secretary of State Kissinger in Washington. The spokesman said the president and Kissinger had at least two telephone conferences during the day. In the meantime, the State Department says the question of recognizing the new Cypriot government will be suspended for the time being. Spokesman Robert Anderson indicated the political situation in Cyprus is, in his words, very unclear. He says the department is trying to evaluate the situation. Anderson told newsmen today that the U.S. has received no request for recognition from the new Cypriot government of President Nikos Sampson. Anderson said the United States is maintaining what he termed continuous diplomatic contacts with all interested countries to prevent further destabilization of the Cypriot situation. The Pentagon officials said there's no significant change in the operating patterns of the United States and Soviet fleets in the area. KGBS News Time is 7:59. Two striking Ohio State employee unions agreed today to end mass walkouts. The strikes have affected state prisons, mental health facilities, universities, liquor stores, and highway construction crews. Two other state unions, which had not authorized the strike, also said their members would return to work. Negotiators in the Bell telephone talks met through the day in hopes of reaching a new nationwide agreement to replace expiring contracts. The contract's over 750,000 workers. The nationwide strike is said to be unlikely. Weatherman says fair tonight through Friday with continuing high temperatures, the low tonight 66, Tomorrow's high 93. Currently at KGBS, the temperature is 73 degrees. That's the KGBS final report. Next comprehensive news tomorrow morning at 6:35. Next news on KGBS FM at 8:15.
At this time, 50,000 watt KGBS AM 1020 leaves the air to resume broadcasting again tomorrow morning at 6:01. On behalf of the entire staff and management of KGBS and Storer Broadcasting, this is Bob Morgan, wishing you a very pleasant good evening. This is KGBS AM and FM, Los Angeles.